Māori dental needs have been highlighted in this past week. And we're joined by Justin Wall, Dr. Justin Wall, who is the Māori Dentistry Chair of Te Rōpū Niho Ora. He's based in Ashburton, and I thank you for joining us on the program. Justin, tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
You're one of the few Māori I've met from Ashburton. My whakapapa takes me into Ashburton too, but that's on Dad, on my Pākehā side. So it's neat to find you there at the Ashburton Dental Centre, Justin.
Well, it's interesting that you say that you whakapapa to Ashburton, because, you know, in a place like Ashburton, you don't think there are many Māori there, but there are. In fact, my son Rose with another boy, and the other boy is Naitahu out of the blue. So there's plenty of Māori there getting on with life.
Good on you, Justin. Well, look, mate, our dental needs are quite significant. And I know this too, because some of my own mooks have had issues with teeth. Not because people don't care. It's just because some of our people are very vulnerable to decay. All right, dietary issues might come into this as well, but there could also be some hereditary factors. Well, and what we are dealing with is also adults who never really got over the challenges of poor dental state into their adult life, and there's a call now for the government to prioritise this more. Firstly, could you sort of give us an overview of what you see as the state of Māori dental health?
Well, Māori are we do figure highly in the statistics of poor oral health, or rather, we have more oral disease than the general population. And that is simply down to access to services. Everybody in New Zealand is prone to decay and prone to oral health problems, but but the vast majority, or a significant number of people, are able to access services. Māori are in a group of people who cannot, and for a whole series of reasons. Of course, you know, the big push is finances and being able to afford it, but it's also the appropriateness of services and accessibility, because many of our people are in either rural areas, or they're working in and living in areas and within the major metropolitan centres where they can't access services.
So there's an accessibility issue, but certainly there's an economic issue here. Let's concentrate on that for a moment. If you've got limited income, the quality of the kai that you're going to eat is going to be compromised, and that can have an effect on dental health. And then when you turn 18, you know, you're supposed to get 6 monthly checkups. Well, some people can let that drag for many years. So talk us about economics and Māori dental health.
Yes, okay. So I agree with you that, you know, that that your lack of personal resources, your lack of money, affects on what you eat. But at the end of the day, people have to eat something. And so I think putting the blame for poor oral hygiene or poor oral health onto people because of what they eat, I think, is short-sighted. And it's also an argument that is continually put onto Māori from the coloniser. Okay, so the view of what we need to do to look after our teeth is not our view. It is the establishment's view of what we should be doing. And the way the Crown operates is the Crown believes that until we do what the Crown says that we have to do, and that's eat lots of nice things and brush our teeth twice a day and floss, then we're not worthy, or the services are not going to be made available to us adequately, which is something that I just think is absolutely abhorrent. That's the first part of it. But the second part of it is that the Crown does have money to be able to provide services to low-income and to needy and to at-high-risk individuals and for Māori. And we have done the analysis and we've done the numbers, and we have had a project on the table for quite some time now that uses the underspend in the universal care packages that are available to under-18s. So, you know, without being too long-winded about it, is certainly as a rangatahi, you are funded for 5 years. from the time you go to secondary school until the time you turn 18. But we know that Māori rangatahi do not access the services. But that's not to say that the government hasn't made the decision that if that person, that young person, accessed services, that they would be paid for. So the money is sitting there, and it's simply because we do not access it that that money is not provided to us. So if you take the view that you've got 5 years of funding available to you, but you live in an area where access is difficult, or you might have social circumstances that make accessing just basic healthcare very difficult for you, because no one has a perfect life, then that money should be available to you later on in your life. So what we are saying is that we're saying that at the very minimum, the 5 years of funding that's available to you should be made available until you reach 20. That's the first stage. The second stage of it is that money, 5 years of funding, should be available for you. Five individual years of funding should be available to you until you reach 22, and then the government might step up, should step up, provide a sixth year of additional funding that would be available until you're 25, because those are the vulnerable years. They are the vulnerable years, and because the whole system is geared to provide services to good, compliant rangatahi who live in areas where they have access and are going to come in every year until they leave school, well, that, you know, we have many, many, many Māori, young Māori who do not fit into that and can't access the services. So the money is there. It's an underspend that we're saying we should be able to access.
Thanks, Justin. I get really disappointed because I see our beautiful people, you know, might be mid-20s, 30s, young parents, missing teeth, can't afford to go and get a crown or the like, which is expensive, as you well know. $1,500 is not unusual to get a cap or a crown, and so therefore they can't afford it. They've got little kids. And sadly, nowadays, in years past, Justin, you know, the car you drive or the suburb you live in was an indicator of social status. Now it seems to be whether or not you've got teeth. And sadly, yeah, you know, those in the northern suburbs and the leafy suburbs have got teeth, and those in the south side haven't. Do you think that we're always pushing towards Wellington, that Māori leadership need to prioritise dental health for our people, because there's the obvious cosmetic where it looks better, but our people feel better when they've got a decent set of pearly whites. Well, not even necessarily full pearly whites, but you know what I'm getting at here. You stand prouder stand stronger. So do you think that our people, Māori, should be prioritising it more, our Māori leadership?
Oh, very much so. And my dealings with Māori leadership is they are. That's not where the blockage is. The blockage isn't the advocacy for Māori for oral health, improved oral health services. It is central government is holding everything up. And there's some long-term reasons why they believe that they shouldn't be involved in it. You know, we get this real nanny argument about, oh, no, it's your fault, you should have looked after your teeth, which completely ignores the diversity of the population, of the general population, but of the circumstances of Māori population. I mean, it's abhorrent that certain people who live in certain areas who have access to services should be treated, and those people who actually need the care but don't fit into that tidy little box that central government wants us to fit into are denied services. It's absolutely abhorrent. So Māori leadership have been on about it, and that needs to grow, because the formula for solving the problem is available to us.
Justin, thanks very much. Are you from the Wall clan out there by Taupo, or where are your connections, Justin?
My connections are, no, South Island. So, no, we don't. People frequently ask me if I'm part of that whānau, but I'm very definitely South Island.
Tēnā koe, thanks. It's been great meeting you. Thank you, and all the best with the mahi as an advocate for better Māori dental health. I appreciate your time today. Thank you, Justin.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.